show two actors. I'm just going to let it sit like that. Two actors performing in one of my most favorite plays in the many, many times, and it's The Crucible by Arthur Miller. And it's, once again, I saw it earlier in Botanic, and I just had a chance to see it, a week ago on Saturday. It was cold and rainy, but you had that great mesh thing up there that kept it off, but it also being there. And joining me now to talk about this is John Proctor. is the character of John Proctor, New England farmer, and Melora Martin. I have to tell people what you play.
I play Rebecca Nurse.
Yeah, I know.
And she's ancient, and she's of the play in many ways, because she has her perspective igniting the hysteria that's gripping Salem and the...
And she's fearless. She's fearless as hell, which is really great.
She speaks the truth.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Okay. All right, Christopher, you have to tell us. I'm watching a play, and like I said, I've read the book, I've seen the play a number of times, and I was really moved by this. One, by the, but also I thought you actually brought a certain intensity to the thing. I have seen before to certain degrees, but you had a really intense character put everything. You could actually feel. People could feel. You know, when you were trying to figure out what the right thing to do was, and you burst up and did it, you know. And to me, well, today, okay. So go ahead.
Yeah.
What led you there?
No. And seeing all these things start to fall around him very quickly. I don't think he's ever been before. He's a family man. The real John Proctor was also at a tavern. He was also a farmer. And he was a big part of the community, and his family was a very part in that, important part of that. So when these things, certain self-hatred that he, to his wife, and how he's trying to rebuild that, and he is in a battle the entire time, and there's a picture in him deep down inside, so he can only beat upon himself so much before... all that stays really the love of his life.
But isn't there something bigger? I mean, isn't this place?
It's absolutely.
Let's talk about it. Melora, let's talk if you want to stay that way for me right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, the period of time, the McCarthy period, blacklisted, and he was didn't work in the business. It crushed the family at that time, the Gere family, and that was the beginning. Ellen Gere has carried that story with Cloud, which we've produced about the family going through that. It affected the country and the fear, the way people jumped on board, and it, she timed for the Crucible. It's time for the Crucible again to be seen. And immediately after we put it up on the stage, people were coming up and saying, oh my God, this is like experiencing now, the same feelings, the same banning to get. It is very frightening, but at the same time, it's wonderful to see it done. The playwriting is so brilliant. Arthur Miller can pour on this, and it stands up on the stage, and the American spirit is so alive in a circumstance like this, in a crisis like this. Quaint piece of history. It is right now then, and I think that for that reason, an audience is satisfied that they fed themselves with something that can make you feel stronger.
There you go. And that's exactly what happens with that. And it feeds your brain with you for a minute, because, you know, your character, your character actually is a very big, the love of his wife and getting over whatever he is. At a point there where even for the two of them, for your wife and for yourself, to your character and what happens, there's a challenge to rise that we're facing. And it's not about, you know, I've seen so many descriptions of it about these kids and that kids go wild and all this. You know, okay, it's actually, there's this, what this is revolving about to me, people being a moral stand and a real stand against this kind of, look, the kind Trump back, you know, in the 1600s, you know.
It's like,
I mean, think about this happening to the people there. All of these things, people's lives were being crushed, and there was a need to actually stand up and recognize that. And I thought you brought in your character, because your character just burst unexpectedly from where you're being held, and it's sort of, it's just with, damn it, you're not going to keep me down, and you're not going to do this to people. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, it was a dangerous place to have a well-informed opinion. And to witchcraft was, they mentioned in the play, Danforth mentioned it's an invisible, you're limited to what you can really face and all of that. And I think you can't have an opinion without being incriminated. You cannot have a God and the state are together, because when that happens, God is an hateful human being and people die. So Un had to, John has put through so much, and we're being hit from every side with what's happening to country with, lower class citizens. And that grabbed these girls at a time when they didn't understand how to deal to communicate with them. And this hysteria continues today with behavior that he has.
Mm-hmm. But, Laura, I wanted to pass the same question on to you because it's a remarkable work on this. And your characters in particular, the reason I actually wanted you guys to come in was because you stand for something that's way beyond in terms of the morality, in terms of the politics, in terms of views, the kind of fascistic stuff that has been going on, whether it was fascist, certainly known as it now, and yes. We're living in the midst of this. And I wanted to talk about that because your character is someone who never know in the sense of bending to them, you know?
Well, in the first scenes, mm-hmm. and very little to say, but it recognizes there is in the atmosphere that could easily be reached where this could spiral out of control, and because she's older people in this town, she kind of knows the formula of she can see down the road and brings that up about the glamour, about the excitement of this, he's knowledgeable, he has a stack of books, he's speaking about witchcraft that draws people in and makes them feel like it to him like a moth to a flame. Mm-hmm. And she sees right, and she leaves the room because will it hurt the children, and or will it hurt the child, sir? And then the next thing you hear about her is she's in prison.
Mm-hmm.
What she recognized, he sees his opportunity with people that look to him for answers, that are frightened, in trouble, and being held by the devil, so they swarm after him, and he takes his opportunity, and later on at the end of the play, he sees what he's done.
And actually, everyone who sees the play has beginning in a certain sense, and I really hope they do.
All the characters.
Yeah, all the characters and all the audience.
Yeah.
I really hope it. I want to, and unfortunately, we have to wrap up, but I want to let people know that the Crucible 30th at Will Gear's Theatricum Botanicum, which is at 1419 Panga, midway between Malibu and San Fernando Valley. And for a complete schedule of performances and to purchase tickets, you can call 723 or visit www.theatricum.com. I'll have you talking and thinking for a long time. In fact, you'll probably be sitting up all night after you see it. So both of you for joining us today.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank
you. Sure. All right, you're listening to The Michael Slate Show, and I want to remind people this weekend there is going to be on July 7th, there's going to be streets and cities and towns nationwide to demand this nightmare must end, the Trump-Pence regime must go, and we will be bringing the on July 7th, but the exact time and place of that to you in the future, and you can find it as it becomes available. Saturday, June 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Families Belong Together, Freedom for Immigrants, at fourth, an anti-4th of July fundraiser. Don't miss this. America was never going to be there, all right? Wednesday, July 4th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Exposition Park, Vermont, and Exposition. And I want to make one real welcome to the show, but especially our engineer for today. It's the first time I've worked with her, Lisette Tapia, and Lisette, thank you very much. And